Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I bring my 13 years of podcasting experience and give you my honest first impression. And today we're looking at Live Life Creative by Dylan Krayenbrink, I believe is how you pronounce it. The website is livelifecreativepodcast.xyz. Didn't know there was an XYZ extension, but here's their description in Apple Podcasts. It says, if you hit a brick wall in your creative life, writers get blocked, photographers get shuttered, podcasters get muted, mentally that is. Whatever your creative pursuit is, sometimes you get to the point where moving forward or creating your next big thing seems impossible. On the Live Life Creative Podcast, join me, Dylan, in conversations with both well-known creators and local creatives just like yourself as we talk about their journey in creativity, some of the biggest challenges, and how they overcame those challenges. You'll come out the other side inspired and equipped to break through your personal brick wall and ready to create your best work. And we're going to listen to episode number, it looks like one. So this has just come out, and he's interviewing Aaron Dowd. Now, I've actually had Aaron Dowd on another show I do called Ask the Podcast Coach. He's known as the Podcast Dude, and we're going to hear a snippet of that episode right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And episode number 194 of the Podcast Rodeo Show sounds like this.
Try to remember that life is hard sometimes, and really sometimes surviving and breathing is the only thing you can do. I'm an optimistic person, so I say keep trying. And I would really love to see a world in which people are just mostly focused on helping other people.
Welcome to Live Life Creative, breaking down the barriers to being more creative. I'm Dylan Krayenbrink. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now, today's guest is Aaron Dowd, aka the Podcast Dude. He is dedicated to helping other people succeed and create their best work. And I think he is just a great guy. We're going to learn from him how helping others can boost your creativity and help you find fulfillment in what you do. Now, you can find Live Life Creative on Instagram. The handle is Live Life Creative Podcast. The website, livelifecreativepodcast.xyz. And I post each episode online there with show notes. Just click episode in the menu. And you can always send me a message, especially a voice message, to livelifecreativepodcast@gmail.com. Right. Now, here we go with Aaron.
Good, right to the point.
So what were you doing before you got into podcasting?
I was trying to be a professional drummer.
Okay.
So that's kind of been my dream since I was about 12, 13 years old. That was always the thing. So in service of that, I was like, all right, how do I make money? Because I was in my early 20s and I studied music in college, but I was like, I don't know. What am I going to do with this? Like, I don't want to teach drums. I want to be in a rock band. I want to go on tour and stuff. So I was like, all right, got to find a job I can do from a laptop so that I won't be broke my whole life. And I Googled like how to make money from a laptop, and I found web design and graphic design. And from there, I found a podcast as a way to learn about that and a bunch of other things too. So this is probably 2008, 2009.
I'm really going to be interested to hear what his second question is, because so far I'm in.
And I was just like, I was discovering all kinds of shows, because it was a couple years after podcasts had gotten started. So there were a lot of independent shows. Some professional shows, all kind of all over the place. And then I found some shows about audio engineering that kind of like got me interested too, because I love sound. I love audio. So I always kind of dreamed of like maybe someday playing on like a record that sounded incredible and was really good. Or like being part of the recording. And like, as soon as I learned about like, oh, you can turn up bass and treble and adjust levels for things, I was like, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
That would be an amazing job to do full time. No way I'll ever do that. Like, I can't go to, I don't have an education, or I can't go to college for that, whatever. Yeah. I'm just in this little town in Texas. But I found tutorials and I was listening to podcasts, and eventually there was a show I liked that I thought of a few ideas about how I could improve it. I thought, you know, maybe I could help them grow the audience and save them some time. And So I emailed them and they were kind enough to let me work for them. And they even offered to pay me, which was incredibly gracious. And
remember, the question was, what were you doing before podcasting?
Podcasts and do show notes and stuff. And I was like, I guess this could be a career. And so I put up a website. And then 2 years later, it was basically a full-time job. And it's kind of taken off since then. It's been pretty incredible. So having a good time, still doing all that same kind of stuff. I recently changed my Twitter profile and I'm just going to read this live right here because I really like it because it's just
really, really
right now. Writing, producing, recording, mixing, mastering, drumming, running, biking, reading, or sleeping. I also help people make great shows.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like, that's my life and I really enjoy it. I feel really fortunate.
Okay. So let him ask a question.
Helping other people with their creative pursuits, whether that's making music or making a blog or writing or talking about the stuff they
you asked a question about. Like an hour ago and he's still going.
So I get to do that, which is awesome.
So there's a lot of podcasts maybe in particular that kind of give podcasting as a whole a bad rap because they're just not like super well produced. And those are the people that you want to help, obviously. But what drives you personally to want to create or help others create like really good content?
It's a combination of both.
All right. And I was looking for, this isn't a meh kind of show because I was actually, you had me. I love the beginning of the show. I like the fact that you pulled a good clip, but it was short. You came on, great production. Here's what the show's about. And man, you jumped face first into the interview. That was awesome. You asked one question. What did you do before you were into podcasting? The answer is I was a professional drummer. I believe that was it. And then he explained how laptops and blah, blah, blah. He basically then, I don't know what happened there. Okay. So that wasn't bad. But then he got into like changing his Twitter thing. We don't care that his that could have been edited out. There was part of that answer that could have been succinct. Now, here's the thing. And this is how, again, this is always an opinion. When I do an interview, I listen to the question. That's really important. I listen to the question I ask because that's where I wanted to go. And then I listen, did this person answer the question? And then did they over answer? And sometimes you need to cut out the over answer. And sometimes they don't answer the question, in which case I edit out the whole thing. So it wasn't a horrible answer. It just, he was off to the races and you needed to reel him back in because he's basically giving you answers to questions you haven't asked yet. And so I thought that was kind of interesting. Again, not horrible, not bad. And I know Aaron, and I'm pretty sure that if I listen to the rest of this interview, it's good. I just, at this, the first impression, I was kind of like, okay. So, and it was really just barely a buzzer because the intro was so good. And I think, see, I listen differently on this show and it kind of bugs me because I remember I was listening to the playback of the Packers fan podcast. And I was listening and I said, hey, you know, Troy and Wayne, you guys weren't talking about the trade. You said you were going to talk about the trade thing and then you weren't talking about the trade. But when I listened back, you know what they were talking about? The trade thing.
What?
So I think I listen differently on this show. I think I'm a little more hypercritical. It's hard to just listen because I'm paying attention to so many things, the audio, the timing, things like this. So this might be a case where I'm being hypercritical because he was telling his story. It just, you didn't ask him for his entire story. You asked up to what did you do before you started podcasting? So kind of interesting, but you know, I would love to have your opinion if you want to chime on in. Were you enthralled when I stopped? Did you go, oh, wait, I want to hear the rest of that? That's always a good kind of seismic meter kind of thing. I would love to have your opinion. You can just call it in 888-563-3228. If you have a podcast, don't forget to plug it. And we'll play that in a future episode. Or if you're listening on an app, if you swipe left or up or right, you'll probably see the phone number right there. Again, it's 888-563-3228. If you would like to get your podcast right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, there is no upsell. It's $5. And why is it only $5? Because I'm only listening to the first few minutes of your show and then giving you my opinion. There's no show prep. And I also then ask you if you'd like to get a full review go over to podcastreviewshow.com, and I will go over not only the beginning of your show, but the middle, the end. I'll bring in a 30-year radio veteran, and we will go over your website and your podcast and your workflow and all points in between. If you want to check that out, podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for listening. Everything we talked about today, you can find at podcastrodeoshow.com/194. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.